Yes, thank you so much. We're going to fill you up with some good stuff. How's that sound?
Well, I'm filled with turkey and all that stuff. I've had enough of that for a while. We're only on, like, what, day four of leftovers?
Yeah, that's right. That's
we got
right.
8 days to go.
Yeah, that's right. But they're delicious because we have that wonderful cranberry dressing turkey casserole.
Tacos sound good to me right now.
Okay, all right. Hey, let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News, because that's what ranchers read, and there's a reason. They're dependable, they're accountable, and they come out every week, so they have the latest information on all sorts of topics. They cover local, national, and international livestock industry news and livestock auction reports. Oh, I can't even tell you everything. Go to tsln.com, get your subscription today.
Take your calendar out, put a big red circle around December the 16th, would you? That is the TK Angus 41st Annual Bull and Female Production Sale. That's going to be at the ranch just east of Valentine, Nebraska. And you can bid online at DV Auction as well. So if you can't be here in person, make sure you get to DV Auction. They're selling 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls from Arrowsmith Red Angus, and 50 spring calving females. TKAngus.com. Check out the catalog there.
Mike, I have a variety of things. I have a plethora of little things. How's that sound? A plethora. Well, first off, I've got to share more. I think these are so cute. These are small children challenges. If you're the parents of small children, I think you're going to easily relate to this. And I know it certainly brings back memories, although it wasn't our children that did it, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Sue Archer shared, I was in a bookstore and a man told his toddler it was time to leave the kids section. The toddler had a tantrum. Dad sat down, picked up the nearest book, and started reading it with a serious expression, silently to himself. The child lost interest and gave in. Hey, that's a good plan. Colleen sent, my daughter had a wrinkle in her sock 30 years ago, and we are getting closer to recover.
How many years ago?
30 years ago. And they're getting closer to recovery. That's hilarious. Marilyn Perkins submitted, my baby sister had to have her jam smeared on her toast a certain way or else. One day our mother got tired of the redos, so she took the plate back to the counter and pretended she was remaking the toast. When mom put the toast back in front of my sister, she ate it happily. Oh, Danielle sent in, is there a prayer chain starting here? My six-year-old was devastated yesterday when I turned the lights on while he was decorating his gingerbread house by flashlight. It's ruined. It's completely ruined. And this is by Greeley. My oldest is 26 and still periodically brings up the time I ripped the hot dog in half at Costco and they cried. No, I don't remember why I would have done such a thing. I assume it will come out in the trial when the UN gets around to charging me. Okay, we'll do one more of these. Shannon contributed, my two-year-old wailed that her two plastic horses fell down in the mall. Concerned, the woman picked them up, watched her happily clutch them to her chin. Taking a few steps, throw them down again, crying, horses fell down. She is only 20 and already award-winning playwright and actress.
Got over it, huh? Learn to use it.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think I must have blocked all that stuff. No, our kids wouldn't have done any of
no,
those
our kids
two-year-old
wouldn't have
tantrums.
Done little tantrum
yeah,
things
that's
like that.
Right, that's
two out of three might have been. A dog joke for you today called No Pets Allowed. It's been around a while, but it's funny. There's a guy with a Doberman Pinscher and a guy with a Chihuahua. The guy with the Doberman said to the guy with the Chihuahua, let's go over to that restaurant and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't go in there. We've got dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman Pinscher says, just follow me. They walk over to the restaurant. The guy with the Doberman Pinscher puts on a pair of dark glasses, and he starts to walk in. A guy at the door says, sorry, Mac, no pets allowed. The guy with the Doberman Pinscher says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman Pinscher? He said, yep, they're using them now. They're very good. The guy at the door says, okay, come on in. So then the guy with the Chihuahua figures, well, why not? So he puts on a pair of dark glasses and starts to walk in. The guy at the door says, sorry, pal, no pets allowed. The guy with the Chihuahua says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Chihuahua? The guy with the Chihuahua says, you mean they gave me a Chihuahua?
Very, very cute. Hey, thank you so much for joining us for the good stuff.